just want to first summarize what's happened. The Israelites just looked at this worship, this golden idol, and they believed those lies said about it. So we just want to remind ourselves, of course, the devil lied. We can see that. He didn't rescue that ancient church, and he won't fight for them. It's easy for us to see it. But when those rescued Israelites kept refusing to get closer to the Lord, they didn't realize who they were actually getting closer to. Jesus tells us this in Matthew 6, 24, that no one can serve two masters. Everybody is serving one of two gods, even if you don't realize it. Either you are serving yourself, which is actually what the devil's been encouraging ever since the beginning, or you serve the Lord. But you can't serve both. And that is the choice which every human being faces all the time. We may not realize it, but every day we are making a decision on who we listen to. It's important, this from the book of Deuteronomy. After this wilderness journey and the Lord's been teaching them all these ways to live, he says this, and I've always reminded myself of this for this passage. Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. That choice and that fight is the big thing about the wilderness. Who are we going to turn to? Who are we going to love? Who are we going to follow? And the fight of a Christian is to listen and look to Jesus. That fight is against the devil and our own sinful self. And that Deuteronomy passage tells us how to do that. In everything you do, you've got to trust. You've got to give everything you have. And the Israelites weren't. We saw how after every miracle, every time the Lord gave them an option, they turned away from him. The manna, they tried to store it up for themselves. The water, they kept complaining. Every opportunity, they turned away from the Lord. So in other words, if we don't fight in this spiritual battle, as the Israelites weren't, we're not neutral. We might believe we are, but there is a spiritual battle for everybody. Are you moving forward or not? Are you getting closer or further away? The Israelites were brought into this wilderness so that the real battle could be seen. Because often we cover our selfishness or distract ourselves with the stuff around us. But with no stuff around, the church was left with only this choice. Who is going to save me? Who will I serve? This fight is for all the time. In every act we do, we are secretly making a choice. Every time the church thought God wasn't enough, every time they wished to go back to Egypt, back to slavery, they were making a choice. And they were saying, not the Lord, not Jesus, every time. In that passage, and there's another one in 1 Corinthians 10, 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And that's important because eating and drinking is something we do every day, but it's important that every day we make this choice in everything we do, even if it's necessary, we dedicate it to the Lord. And we looked at it before. Do you remember Psalm 95? That's always that good one we love, where it's saying this same thing. Today, hear the voice. Today, do not harden your hearts. Every day you have to make an active choice to turn to the Lord. If you don't, this is the company you're going into, this golden calf. So the big question now is, Israel has rejected the devil, finally. It took some pushing, but they've done it. They've rejected the devil. The question now is, well, who are we going to follow? If we've got to get rid of this idol, who's actually going to back us up? Who's going to be with us? And that's what Moses is asking at the end of this chapter. He's wondering, is this angel of the Lord, he's the one who's with us, is he enough? If we can't have the devil, is the angel of the Lord enough? Is he good enough? Is he better than the devil? Now, obviously, Moses isn't thinking all of that, but the people are. They're wondering, who is going to be with us? Who's going to lead us? So after Israel rejected the wrong angel, the wrong God, Moses wonders, have they been following the right one, the angel of the Lord? Is he really good enough? Is he who he says he is? Is Jesus good enough? Because we all have this choice between two angels.